Good morning. It's great to see a few new faces with us this morning. I will be coming by to say hello in person when we get to our greeting in a few minutes. I'd like to invite all of you to please join us after service out here in the Commons for coffee in the Commons. And while you're enjoying some cozy coffee, you'll see a bin full of blessing bags that we filled last week with items that might be useful for those who are unhoused and who are in need. And so please take two or three of these blessing bags with you, keep them in your car, and if you happen to see someone in need out on the street or in town, please give them a bag and an encouraging word on behalf of First Presbyterian Church. Last evening, we had a wonderful group here called Zoe and Cloyd, who performed for the Deo concert. It was a mix of bluegrass and folk music from Eastern European Jewish culture, and the musicians combined their vocal talents with that of the fiddle, guitar, banjo, and bass fiddle. Now, while we do not have a bluegrass band in our church, we do have a very talented choir and pianist, and they are looking for volunteers. So if you are vocally inclined, please join, or if you're not, but preferably if you are, consider joining our choir. It's a wonderful group of people. They have a lot more fun than they really ought to on Wednesday evenings. So give it a try. This Thursday marks our first official Selvage Street Forum in the Martin House. I invite all of you to attend this event at 7 p.m. It is a conversational community forum in which we will discuss Professor Jerry Dry's topic, Life Ever Laughter, Humor as a Life Skill. This is the first of many such forums for which we will honor the legacy of the Martin House as being a cozy place for learning and exploration. Please join us if you are a member, wear your name tags, And of course, as we open our home, invite your neighbors to come and spend time with us. Are there any other announcements for the good of all? Then, as we prepare our hearts and minds for worship, the peace of Christ be with you all.
Good morning. Please stand for the call to worship. God built the heavens, the earth, and everything in them. God calls us to be builders as well. God calls us to build our lives, to restore broken places and continue to grow. God calls us to build our faith, to study the word and ponder its interpretation. God calls us to build our community, bridges of understanding and systems of justice. God calls us to build history by fulfilling the promises of Scripture, to preach the good news of God's love and liberation for all people. Let us pray. Holy One, we thank you for the gift of the Bible, for its psalms and poems, myths and stories, histories, teachings, and prophecies. May the Holy Spirit, who called out those ancient writings, continue to call us out today, that our lives may reflect the first sermon of Jesus, who crucified and risen Christ, who brings good news to the poor, and lets the oppressed go free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In contrast to God's clear word, our faults and failings may remain hidden from others and even from ourselves. Confession before God can clear our eyes and cleanse our hearts. For God's mercy is as wide as the firmament of heaven. Praying first in silence. And together we pray. God of our restoration, whenever we come home to you, we realize how far we have strayed and how much we have forgotten of your law and love. We have not loved you with our whole hearts or loved our neighbors as ourselves. Forgive us, heal us, and restore us to our relationship with you. Through Jesus Christ, in whom we trust. Amen. God's word does not come to condemn us, but to make us wise, reviving our souls and rejoicing our hearts. God's word has been fulfilled among us in Jesus Christ, who sets us free to live in accordance with God's own jubilee. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. I'd like to have the children come join me up on the steps, please. Good morning. How's everyone doing? Hey. Here we go. You want to sit right here? Yes, I do remember when you were by yourself up here one Sunday, weren't you? Just after Christmas.
Yeah. I loved that.
You loved that? Will you do me a favor? Because I left something. Would you go over there by where I sit? There's a whole stack of pictures. Thank you. I left them right up there. So I have some pictures for you all to look at today. We don't have to put them in any kind of order, and we're not going to match them up. You can take them home after we're done with them, yes. So we're just going to spread them out. You can take some. You can have two. In fact, I think everybody can have two. You want another one? You got some? There we go. Did everybody get a couple? You got three? Well, let's share one because I don't think he got one. There we go. There we go. All right, so somebody hold up a picture. What do we have here? Ooh, that's like a starry night.
I see a family with a dog trying to lick them.
A family with a dog trying to lick them?
I have trees.
Someone's standing on a building.
Yeah, someone's standing on a dock at the beach with the bright, bright sun.
I see a curly road.
Ooh, a curly road going through.
Road.
Are those in mountains?
Mountain.
Yeah, lots of mountains.
I
What do you have?
I want to tell Leif something.
Oh, you want to tell Leif something? What do you have, Hannah? That's the moon, and you've got a beautiful sky and mountains. Oh, that's my favorite. What is that one? That's a baby. And you've got kids playing on the playground. And then what do I have?
Earth in space.
Yes. All right. So what are your feelings when you look at these pictures? How do they make you feel?
Sad.
That was not what I was expecting. Why does it make you feel sad? Because you're here and not at the beach? I can understand that.
I love the beach.
You love the beach. I totally understand. What else do you have here?
I never find seashells.
Oh, you like finding seashells? How do you feel when you look at the playground picture?
I find them all the time.
I feel happy.
You feel happy looking at that? How about you, Hannah? How do you feel? There's friends playing here. And then you had the moon. You feel happy? Yeah. How do you feel, Leif, when you look at these pictures?
Which
one is yours? Family? Yeah, it's a random family. It's no one we know. Yeah, so it makes you feel kind of weird because the dog's kind of getting in the way of the picture.
Speaking of dogs, yeah.
How about this? What is this a picture of?
Trees.
Yeah, those are trees. Like you're laying down and looking up at the fall leaves in the trees.
I made one of this for you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. So these pictures, most of you agree. Okay, my turn. These pictures make most of you feel happy, right? So are there any things that make you feel happy that are missing that we don't have pictures of up here?
We don't have pictures of gold.
Gold, that makes you feel happy?
We don't have pictures of gold.
No video games, that makes you feel happy.
And
what about puppy dogs? We had one little puppy, but
my family is so far away and I want to meet her every day.
Yeah. How about we didn't have any pictures of raindrops on roses or whiskers on kittens or bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens.
We do have video games.
Some people out there know what I'm saying. Okay, shh. My turn. So I'm quoting, my turn, shh. I'm quoting from a song from one of my favorite musicals, The Sound of Music. And y'all didn't hear the first group, but there's also cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudel, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles. You've taught her well. She's singing all of it with me. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes and snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes. These are all things in the song that are this woman's favorite things. And when do you think that she sings about these favorite things? Especially those of you that have seen the movie.
To her children.
Yeah, she sings them to the children when there's a really scary storm and they're all kind of frightened by the noise and the thunder. And she says, anytime that you're feeling bad or sad, think about the happy things and then you don't feel so bad. Right? Well, in a few minutes, the choir is going to sing a beautiful song, one of my favorites, For the Beauty of the Earth. And it also has some beautiful references. In fact, every picture that you're holding comes from that song, For the Beauty of the Earth and the Skies. And the mountains, the hills and vales. I don't have this one memorized, sorry. You can take all three of those home, yes. And so all the pictures that you have are things that God gave to us.
I love you, God.
She loves those, yes, and she loves God. Is that what you said? I love you, God. That's wonderful. But God gives us all of these things in the world to bring joy to our lives, and we can hang on to these things when life gets a little tough, can't we?
Yeah.
Would you pray with me? Pray with me. For the beauty, say it with me, for the beauty of the earth, for the beauty of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies. Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of joyful praise. Amen. Thank you. And you can take these favorite things with you as you go back to your places. Or you can hand them back to me. That's fine too. You get another.
Be grateful for those children. As we prepare to hear God's word for us in Scripture, let us pray. Just as we see your wisdom and glory in nature around us, God, may we hear your word for us in the words of these readings, that by the power of his Holy Spirit, we may be drawn closer to you through your great preacher, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8. Listen for God's word. All the people gathered together in the square before the water gate. They told Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. Accordingly, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women and all who could hear with understanding. This was on the first day of the seventh month. He read from it facing the square before the water gate from early morning until midday in the presence of the men and women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, "Amen, amen," lifting their hands. Then they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. So they read from the book, from the law of God, with interpretation. They gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, and drink sweet wine, and send portions of them to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord, and do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Another gift that God gives us for joy is the music that we get to share every Sunday. Thank you so much. Our second scripture lesson comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 14 through 21. Listen now for the word of God. Then Jesus, in the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding region. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. Shortest sermon ever. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Years ago, when we were still living in Florida, Bjorn was having a very tough time at work. And yes, I got permission to share this story. He has a heart for children with disabilities and was working full-time in a classroom with kids who had severe intellectual and physical challenges. He was under an enormous amount of pressure on a daily basis, and it was taking a toll on his health. Around that time, we were loving life at home with Leif, but we felt ready to add another baby to our family. Unfortunately, we suffered 3 miscarriages in a row, a devastating blow to our family. Imagine trying to explain to a 2-year-old that God wanted to raise his little brother or sister in heaven, and that we could pray and ask for another baby that we would get to keep with us. I have had friends and coworkers over the years who faced enormous struggles in their lives. Abusive relationships, substance abuse, infertility, battles against cancer, some of which were lost, car accidents, some of which were fatal. Folks who died from COVID, a friend who gained and then lost children to the foster care system. And the list goes on. None of us in this room has been exempt from facing something difficult or painful or stressful. The circumstances look different for each of us. And each of us carries a list in our hearts of those circumstances that threaten to pull us down in grief and fear and anxiety. This is not new to the human condition. Every era of human history and every nation and culture worldwide has its stories of natural disasters, plagues, wars, tyrants, violence, rebellions, injustice, oppression of the weak by the powerful. Even our Holy Scripture is filled with stories of massacres and oppression, of disease and pain and suffering. Our text from Nehemiah this morning finds the people of Israel returning to Jerusalem from their long exile in Babylon. Rather than rejoicing, the people were in conflict with one another. There were disputes among them, and the nation was fragmented. They argued over who should be in charge, or who should be included or excluded from the new nation that they would build up. They were a people who had been adrift for so long that they were grasping for anything that would give them solid footing once again. Enter Nehemiah, the governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe. Ezra read from the book of law of Moses to the crowds. The people wept as they listened to the words. They raised their hands and bowed their heads in worship. The word of God brought them comfort. It reminded them of all the people who had suffered in the past. But more importantly, it reminded them that God had come to their rescue time and time again. It may not have been raindrops on roses or whiskers on kittens, but Nehemiah and Ezra reminded the people of their favorite things. This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. Go on your way, eat the fat and drink sweet wine, and send portions of them to those who for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord, and do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Ecclesiastes 8:15 puts it this way. So I commend the enjoyment of life, because there is nothing better for people under the sun than to eat and drink and be merry. For this joy will accompany them in their labor during the days of their lives that God gives them under the sun. At the beginning of his ministry, Jesus read to the people of his hometown in Nazareth from the book of Isaiah. Once again, people were living during turbulent times. The Roman Empire was at its height and ruled with absolute power in the region. The people of God longed for the Messiah to come and save them. They expected a mighty warrior to arise and defeat the Romans, along with any other power that would threaten to oppress them. When Jesus opened the scroll, he read the words they had heard dozens of times before. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Then he rolled up the scroll and told his neighbors and friends, the people who watched him grow up, that the scripture had been fulfilled as they listened to him speak those words. Next week, we're going to talk about what they did after that, but not right now. Now, you may have noticed that while I've been speaking, I've been up here folding paper. Some of you might have even noticed that what I was making all this time, but for those of you who had no idea, I've been folding an origami crane. And it came out not too bad this time, especially since I wasn't watching most of what I was doing. Back when Bjorn was having such a hard time in his class in Florida working with kids with severe disabilities, I wanted to do something that would give him encouragement throughout the day. He, of course, appreciated the support that I gave him in the evenings when he came home and vented about his day, but it did little to help him get through the next day. So I had the idea to write some scriptures and uplifting messages to him on small squares of origami paper, reminding him that he was loved and supported and that what he was doing mattered far more than he could see during those tough moments throughout the day. I folded each piece of paper into a tiny crane so that he could open it and read it anytime he was having a bad time. In Japan, the crane has long been a symbol of happiness, longevity, and good fortune. However, the origami crane has come to hold a far greater meaning. In 1945, a 2-year-old girl named Sadako Sasaki, and forgive me if I've butchered that pronunciation, she was exposed to radiation from the atom bomb that destroyed Hiroshima. By the time she was 12, she had developed leukemia as a result. She began the Japanese tradition of folding 1,000 origami cranes, wishing to recover from her illness. In time, her goal changed, and she began to hope for world peace instead. She continued folding each crane with the help of her classmates, and they became a new symbol of peace and love in the world. She was later buried with those 1,000 cranes made into a wreath. What are your favorite things? What are your symbols of joy and peace and love? How does God remind you that you are loved when times get difficult? Do not weep or mourn, my friends, for today is holy. We have been sent one who brings good news to the poor, releases captives, and lets the oppressed go free. Whatever fears or pains or struggles you carry, allow yourself to eat, drink, and be merry. For you yourself are a paper crane. Fold one, or two, or 1,000. Give a blessing bag to someone whose struggles are more immediate than your own. Open the Word of God and find comfort in His promises, for they have been fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. To Him alone we offer our hymns of joyful praise, for the joy of the Lord will be our strength. May it be so. Amen.
Thank you.
Friends, as we have heard the word of God read and proclaimed, let us affirm our faith together from Romans 8. We believe there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to God's purpose. We are convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Let us pray. God of prophets and apostles, you call us to restore that which is broken and to proclaim your vision of a world made new. Create in us new hearts and strong voices as we pray, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We pray for those who have been anointed or chosen as leaders of people, that they may attend to the voices of their people and be guided by you. Lord, hear our prayer, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We pray for pastors and teachers of the church, that they may faithfully interpret your word for others. Lord, hear our prayer, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We pray for those who are poor and in need of assistance, and for ourselves, that we may open our hearts to their cries for help. Lord, hear our prayer, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We pray for those who are captives of war and the victims of violence. May we bring them good news, both in word and deed. Lord, hear our prayer, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We pray for those with physical challenges and spiritual struggles. Make us agents of healing and hope. Lord, hear our prayer, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We pray for those who are oppressed by powers beyond their control. Give us courage to work to set them free. Lord, hear our prayer, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. God of the Jubilee, make us the body of the risen Christ, united in all our diversity. Animate us by your Holy Spirit that together we may work toward your coming kingdom. We pray all these things in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Each one of us is essential to the life and well-being of the whole body of Christ. So we come now to share our gifts and resources in order to care for one another, and without dissension, for the world Christ came to save.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of new life, bless these gifts that we have given, that they may further your reign in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, God has shown you what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Therefore, go out into the world in peace. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And know that the strong, sure love of God, the amazing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the intimate renewing presence of the Holy Spirit will be with you now and always. Amen.